So Shishi of Bishalach is actually a very fascinating aliyah in terms of the introduction of man in the context of Shabbos, right? This is the introduction of Shabbos in the Torah, and it's inextricably linked to the man, which is, I think at a superficial level, a reflection of the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Ramban always says, is Shabbos is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim is Zeichel HaShabbos, that what Shabbos really reflects is Hashem's mastery over the entire world. So, Hashem could be, literally Machil B'nai Yisrael, Man, Arba'im Shana, Arba'am El Eretz No Shabbos, as Aman Achlu, Arba'am El Kitzei Eretz Kanan, as the Torah concludes, is one of these remarkable marvels of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos is, Eidos, in that regard, in Ma'aseh Bereishis. And so I think that's like sort of the low hanging fruit, if you will, in terms of the connection between man and Shabbos. But I think there's actually a deeper point which relates to the two Isurim of man that are introduced here. One of them, which is inextricably linked to Shabbos, actually both of them are in their own ways. One of them is, of course, Ish al yotir menu ad boker, the Isur Nosar. I think last year we discussed the connection between man and Kodshim, Shulchan Gavoa Kazachu. And then the other Isser of Man, so to speak, is in terms of the Yom HaShvi'i, Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, by Yom HaShvi'i, which of course, becomes a basis of Tchum Shabbos, Rashi, Rambam, D'Oraisa, D'Rabbanan, and that whole discussion. The Jewish people fail both tests, Vayotir Menu Ad Boker, Vayrum Tolaim Vayivash, right, it becomes inedible. And then, of course, there were Vayu and Nashima, there were individuals, the Dasan Ve'aviram, Yatsu Minam Lokot, Velo Matzo, and Moshe gets very upset, Ad Anami Antem, how long will you continue to be rebellious? Re'uki Hashem Nasan Lachem HaShabbah. So Jewish people fail both tests. So let me first make a point about the Tzad HaShaveh in terms of both Dinim of Ma'an, because I think this is important, and then how I think this connects back to Shabbos. So, the Torah tells us in Parashas Ekev, "Vayancha vayarivecha vayachalcha zaman asher yodato v'yadun avosecha." The man is presented as this great inoy, as this great nisayon, because you never knew when your next meal was coming. You had to be totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that relates to both of these Surim of Man. You're not allowed to leave it over, right? The easiest thing is if you're not sure where your next food supply is to, come from, that's what we call in the context of matzah, darko shalani beprusa, once you save some for later. So that would be the natural thing to do, but you can't do it for later because man is supposed to be a referendum on emuna. And likewise, right, if you're habituated to going out every single day and getting your food, so you want to check, who knows? Maybe there's going to be food today, yatsu minam lokot v'lo matzo. So it's really a referendum on emuna, and that's why Chazal used the expression when they want to talk about somebody who's very confident, pas besalo, somebody who has food that they're able to, eat. That kind of a person, psychologically speaking, that person is a much better position. Now, I think once you understand that that's a Tzad HaShaveh, it's really a referendum on emunah and bitachon, and then, in terms of the man, then I think you can appreciate why the man is specifically introduced in the context of Shabbos. The fundamental mitzvah of Shabbos, right, is ve'alach tebedrachav, obviously, Shabbos hayom laHashem, hayom lo osim tzehu basadeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the 7 days. So that's one thing if you're a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're omnipotent. But for the average person, right, and again, maybe we don't feel this so much in our immediate community, in our day and age, but to take off a day a week from working, when you don't necessarily have, a 401k and you don't have oodles of money stored up, right, that requires enormous bitachon in Hashem. And there are times in Jewish history where people were told, not even in ancient Jewish history, you don't come to work on Saturday, don't bother coming on Monday. To be a Shomer Shabbos was, we forget, an enormous, enormous test of Emunah Bitachon. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nochel shtei olamos. We thank God, in our community, in our immediate community, the idea of not working on Shabbos, is no longer the kind of existential threat that it was when people came here, immigrated to this country. And so I think you can appreciate why Man and Shabbos in that regard are inextricably linked. They're both referendums on our, emunah u'bitachon, and then that's why Moshe's response is, Re'u, kinasan l'sham l'cham ha'shabbos, that you have to understand and appreciate the message of Shabbos to guard the mitzvahs of Man. Part of the challenge of Shabbos is, for a human being to imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu vayanach vayom hashvi, and therefore to take off from work, right? So that's exactly the same ethic that we have to bring to man, ish al yotiri menu ad boker, and indeed not to go out by yom ha-shevi'i.